Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guest. And right now we have with us Pat Halliday. And Pat works with people who are demonically possessed, people who are victims of CIA programming and satanic programming. And I'm going to let her tell the story about her work. It's a very, very difficult field and something you don't want to be involved in. But you have to understand there is another dimension. There really are people who are demonically possessed. And many of these people, of course, are victims, sometimes even of experiments done by our own government. Because working at the highest echelons of our government, there truly are, in many instances, demonic forces. So with that as a background, Pat, you pick up the story.
Well, it's nice to be on your show again, Dr. Monteith. You know, I respect you and love you very much. You've done such a marvelous job over the years. I've been in the ministry for 33 years. And before that, I was working in the wars of the 70s. I was state committee woman of Duval, of St. John's County, and ran for the state legislature. And then I had a conversion to Jesus, and the Lord began to show me things that other people don't seem to be able to see. And, you know, 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not." And so, actually, the whole world is being blinded now to the reality of the devil, just getting ready to step into his seat of power. So over those years, the Lord led me in miracle ministry, a teaching ministry, and eventually a deliverance ministry. And when I came into the deliverance ministry, just as it is today, not many preachers or teachers or American Christians were very interested in this aspect of ministry. They wanted what I call Better Homes and Gardens Christianity and Patty Cake Disney World stuff. But you see, there's a great harvest in the world today. And if we don't do the ministry as Jesus Christ himself did, we'll lose millions of souls in the valley of decision. And so I can tell you the truth. The deliverance ministry is not some spooky thing of ghost and the kind of stuff that you see the New Agers do. My ministry has always been patterned after the Lord Jesus Christ's ministry, and he just simply, when it came on the scene, he handled it. He just spoke and the demons trembled. And I believe that that power is still available for us today. Now, in the mind control and the satanic areas of mind control, I can honestly tell you that for many years, I and other deliverance ministers, we could only take these people just so far because we didn't know what was going on. But over time, people were awakened from their mind handlers, and they began to give their testimonies, and people started coming through our ministries, and the Lord would show us how to get these people clean and free. Now, where I differ with most of your secular people that are ministering to mind-controlled people is this.
Hold that thought. We're going to be going to a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Elizabeth Border. author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we really are involved in a spiritual battle. I believe the Bible is true. I believe that they want us to take the mark of the beast, and it may well be a chip, and I think they're spending a lot of money, putting out a lot of money to convince you it's all right to go ahead and take the chip. Go ahead and take the chip. Go ahead and take the chip. We can promise you that's not the mark of the beast, and, well, they could be right. I just don't know who's putting up the money to try to convince us of that. And I always like to know who's putting up the money when they're trying to sell me something, especially if they're not selling me anything or they're just giving it to me. But I think the important thing to understand is we're involved in the spiritual struggle, and you certainly don't want to give your soul up, because it's a convenient thing to do. So be very, very cautious, and remember the devil's a lot smarter than you and I are. He's real, if not imaginary, and of course we're moving rapidly towards that new world order with a one world religion and that new world leader. And of course there'll be a tripartite, because everything in the demonic side is a mirror image of Christianity, as we have a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So they have Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And believe me, they're waiting to exploit you. So Elizabeth is talking about the demonic sphere, and you know that it is really very real, that if you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, and you can actually, of course, command these demonic spirits to leave, but you better not try doing something like that, because this is not a parlor game. you're dealing with the most powerful and wicked and evil forces in the world. And you have to have a special temperament, and I'm sure glad Pat's out there doing that. And we can refer people to. Go ahead, pick up the story, Pat.
Well, the way I separate myself from the secular people that deal with people that are have been mind controlled is they believe, of course, that the trauma splits the mind and shatters it. And I believe that, too, but the difference is that they believe that those parts of the minds are that talk to you, and they believe that those that they can take and reweave those parts of the mind back to the mind that it was shattered from. And I don't believe that. I believe that, I mean, if you cut a finger off, it's not going to be able to be used, you see. I believe that when that mind is shattered, I believe that that causes a lot of compartments, I call them avenues, where the handler, in turn, will administer demonic forces or personalities into those avenues or compartments. And each personality is there for a purpose according to whatever that person is going to be used for. And, of course, these things are activated through many, many different ways, through code words, eye winks, television, magazines, all sorts of ways. They're activated. And so when we first started seeing some of this stuff, we didn't know what we were looking at, and we were just doing what we, the little bit we knew. But as I said previously, the Lord has people that are awakening now that are telling their testimonies, and there's other people that are great researchers that are beginning to unveil all of the things that the government has done in terms of mind control, which is just absolutely terrific or tremendous. And so what it actually is, it's a use of hypnosis, and the Bible would call it enchantments or bewitchments of the mind. And it's a transformation of a spirit of a person into darkness, and that person can become totally controlled by its handler or its mind controller. And so when we started finding more information out, we were able to do more for people that had gone through mind control and ritualisms by the Satanists and by their parents and so on and so forth. Deliverance is a very powerful ministry, and as you said, it's not anything to play around with. You must be led into this. It's not anything that I sought out. I thought I was going to be a miracle healing ministry because I had received my anointing over in Israel under while in a Catherine Kuhlman's meeting. And immediately signs and wonders and miracles began to happen in my ministry and still do. I never expected this particular aspect of the ministry, but God began to lead people to me. And the interesting thing about it, Dr. Stan, is this. Deliverance involves everyday life situations. It's not only for people that have been under mind control or government mind control, excuse me, but it's people that have gone out in dark sin for themselves, like alcoholism or drugs, or people that have gone out in homosexuality. I remember in the 70s when God began to show me that homosexuality was just spirits, a demon. And I was casting them out. I would tell the pastors that, and they thought I was nuts. But I've seen people come for deliverance, get totally set free from that spirit, and live holy Christian lives, and are able to separate themselves from those powers of darkness. If Jesus didn't have a way of healing things, you see, he would not have spoken of it in the Bible. And the Bible has a lot to say about mind control, about sin, homosexuality, adultery, alcoholism, and all of these things.
Well, Pat, what about the relationship between certainly this mind control and satanic control? In other words, is there an overlap between the CIA mind control programs and people actually being demonically possessed?
I think that what it is the people that are into the mind controls, I believe those handlers are more than likely Satanists. Now, let me tell you, there was a CIA agent that was in my husband's family, and he was pretty high up in there. And I used to try to lead him to Jesus, and he'd say, oh, don't talk to me about that. I don't want to know. I used to be an Orthodox Russian a Christian until they interpreted, took the Greek away, and I found out that we were eating the blood of Jesus, and it made me sick. And so when he started to die, his wife called our house, and he said, Dad, you better get Pat working. She used to call it my voodoo. She couldn't discern the difference between a Christian ministry and the occult. But she said, my husband is dying and he's literally fighting the demons off of him, with his bare hands. And so, you know, some of these people get under these powers of darkness and they don't really know what they're dealing with until just before they die or just right after they die.
Well, how many of the people who are, say, are schizophrenic or, you know, manic depressive or have some other, you know, major psychotic condition do you think are demonically possessed? Or any of them? Are they simply, chemical or abnormalities, or some of these are truly spiritual?
I think some of these can be brain damage. Some of them can be inherited damages from the family lines, you know, retardation factors. I've seen the Lord heal people, that young kids that were in retardation. There were two kids that he healed through the deliverance ministry and then laying hands on them for healing, that were valedictorians of their class when they grew up and graduated. You see, Jesus can do anything, but the Church of America has such a wee little Jesus and such a big devil until they can't see the power of God. And I think that's what the difference between the original disciples were and the way the church is today. When you go to Africa, Brother Stan, you have to have the power of God or you will die. There was a lady that brought a woman back from Africa several years ago in the coffin. I've been over there many times, and I have to do self-defense and warfare to survive. Because when you're in a ministry, wizards and witches will always try to see if you have more power than they do. And you sure better know who you serve and how much power he has in order to just even lay hands on the sick to see them recover. I believe that some of it, some of the mental illnesses can be caused by people that abuse their minds with drugs and alcohol and cigarettes and sin. And when they go through deliverance, then we have to lay hands on them and ask God to heal their minds and bring them back into single-mindedness. And then also we have to ask the person to be sure to get into the Word of God and read the Word of God, because the Bible says that your mind is renewed through the Word of God. It has healing powers to hear the Word of God. And I'm not talking about some of these new perversions that are out there.
All right, you hang on here. We're going to be back in just a moment with Pat Halliday. And we're right here at Genesis. But there really is a demonic dimension. Many of our people with severe and emotional disturbances are demonically possessed. It's a matter of knowing which ones are and which ones aren't, and that's why we need people who work with us all the time. We'll be back in just a moment with Pat Halliday.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibility.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
About, oh, half an inch long over the area that they were treating, and that if they didn't get better, why they I went to the HMO, and then they came to see me. Under any circumstances, I mean, there really is much more of the supernatural there in other countries where there truly are these demonic forces, and the people there recognize the demonic forces. Here in the United States, we really don't. Now, many years ago, people understood there was a spiritual battle going on, but there has been a conscious, organized, orchestrated effort to prevent American Christians from understanding the true essence of our battle. And most people think of battles between the left and the right, the conservatives, the liberals, Republicans, the Democrats. But the idea that there really is another dimension, that there are demonic forces that can bridge into this dimension from the other dimension, that UFOs are not imaginary, but they're real demonic manifestations, that Ouija boards do work, that you can levitate things, that the power is there, but you certainly don't want to tap into it. But, of course, there's some people who are consumed by these demonic forces, and then, of course, sometimes the government will actually push people out, and the evil people, you know, will actually try to utilize this demonic force. And we even carry a video with Lou Gossett Jr. I think it's called Deceived, but anyway, it's the story of a special government team that is trying to tap into the supernatural to gain that power to utilize against the so-called enemy. Well, we know that there are people, and I've met people within the government who are involved in this sort of research into the supernatural. It's not imaginary, it's very real, and of course, many of them, of course, are cast aside afterwards, and that's where Pat Halliday comes in. So, Pat, you pick up the story.
Well, you know, we're getting ready to step into the New World Order, the New World Religion, and, of course, the New World Money System, as you talk about. And so the Bible says that the devil hides and takes control of all of the people's minds in the world, and they all move with him with one mind. And so this is part of the end time ministry, is the fact that it's not only in the government, Dr. Stan, but it's in the churches too. And our American churches have just about totally been taken over by the powers of mind control. And they have pushed them into a new gospel, a new Jesus. And it's not what we grew up with. And but the truth is, a lot of people don't even realize that they're not serving the God of the God of the Bible, because they've been taught self-esteem and psychological principles and all kinds of things. So the truth is that we're right at that state where God is going to have to awaken people to understand that they must seek him for freedom in order to get on into the kingdom of God. You ask something about how could we tell whether somebody was demon possessed or not. When I first got into the ministry, and most deliverance ministries do this, you like to talk to the demons a lot because it was new to you. I don't talk to them anymore. I just tell them to shut up and leave, and they do. But the truth is that if something speaks out of another person's mouth that is not that person, believe me, it's a demon. And in mind control, and DID and SRA, all of these people have different spirits speaking out of their minds, out of their mouths. And so the psychologist wants to call it a multiple. Well, they can call it whatever they want to, but I call it a multiples of devils. And they have multiple reasons for these things to be there, and they can be triggered. I understand all over the country there's sleepers that some of the multiples are saying things like at a certain time they're going to be triggered by their handlers to cause disasters, like we saw in the university up in Virginia and some of these school shootings and all of this stuff. You see, the devil is very wicked and mean and hates people.
All right, you're going to have to hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes here at Genesis.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they need in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Well, Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Pat Halliday. Pat, before we go on, would you like to get your website out or email or anything
sure.
that you'd want people to have to get in touch with you?
Yeah, sure. My website is http www.pathalliday.com. They can also find books on lulu.com. and agapepublishers.com. And the email is holiday with two L's .pat@gmail.com.
Give that one more time, would you please?
My webpage is patholiday.com. And then there's another one called agapepublishers.com. And lulu.com and also holiday with two L's .pat@gmail.com.
All right, very good. Well, I think if you are having problems, you know, along this line with demonic possession, spiritual problems, Pat's been at this a long time now. What sort of success do you get dealing with people? How long does it take you to, on the average, to deal with a person who is demonically possessed or demonically obsessed?
A lot of things enter into it, Dr. Stan. It's like if you have a patient and the patient goes and takes their prescriptions and they will do what you tell them to, they'll get well. But if a person comes in and they're playing around with Jesus and they want a quickie thing and they're not totally committed to the Lord, or they're hanging on to certain what I call pleasure devils, you know, there are pleasure devils like cigarettes and sex and drugs and things that the body wants, fornication. If they're hanging on to those things, I can drive the demons out of them, but they're not going to stay, because the demons will just come back seven times worse than they were before we ever messed with them. So I'm very careful about just jumping on somebody and casting devils at them the first time I ever see them. It doesn't take long if somebody is committed and submitted to the Lord. But the thing that takes a while is after you get them free, then you have to teach them the word so that they can stand and defend themselves when you're not there. In the beginning of the deliverance, you have to protect them. You have to stand against the powers of darkness over their lives. But what we do is we teach them the power of the name of Jesus and the Word of God and the fire of the Holy Ghost, and we bring them to the point that they can walk in peace. Jesus said, "My peace I leave unto you," and it's a peace that passeth all human understanding. And you know that I walk in that peace 99% of the time. And I didn't go to the doctor for 28 years because I just stood against anything that was sent my way. I would do what the Bible told me to do, resist the devil and he'll flee, bind him according to Matthew 18:18. And I didn't go to the doctor actually until I was attacked in a church and a woman grabbed me and I broke my femur bone in four places. So Jesus is very powerful, and I think that that's what's missing in our American church and in our teaching, is people don't realize that Jesus is superior to all of the devils in the universe and that he sits at the right hand of God the Father. It doesn't take long, but the way it operates under supernatural power of Jesus and the discerning of spirits. And, you know, when we first started, we would talk to the spirits and what is your name and all that stuff. But now you just look at people and God shows you what's going on with them. You can actually see whether they're a witch, if they're in alcoholism, if they're in drugs. By the power of discerning of spirits, as it gets keener as you use it, let me tell you something. It does not take a long time to get people free. Now, if somebody's a novice in the deliverance ministry, it will take them a long time. So the other aspect of it is the deliverance minister. Where are they in their ministry in terms of levels? Now, on my webpage, you know, I've written 70 books, and a lot of my books concern spiritual warfare and deliverance and New World Order and how the religious New World Order is coming together and the New Age, how they're bringing the children into the New Age movement. I've got about 3 or 4 books on each of these subjects. And so if somebody truly does want to know, that's where you go, because there's 33 years of experience there. And I just don't talk off my head. I bring the Bible in, show you where it is in the Bible. I'll bring experiences in, like we delivered a young man from Satanism. He was a solitary Satanist. And when I went over to that man's house, there was blood all over the walls and the ceilings, and an altar in the middle of the room. And when we led him out of the deliverance, it didn't take but about 45 minutes to get him free. But you see, when you're in a session of deliverance with someone, you're working with the Lord and you're working with a person, and the whole secret of the deliverance ministry is getting a hold to the will of the person, of them wanting to be free,
and them wanting to subject themselves to Jesus wholly. And then Jesus will give them some information during the session, and he'll give the minister some information. And some things you know through, because you've just done it before. But the deliverance ministry is never a ritualistic thing that you just do it the same way every time somebody comes in. Because just like we all have different fingerprints and different eye prints, different DAs, every single soul is an individual to the Lord.
Well, now, how often, Pat, how often are you getting, you know, into people who are part of a coven, who are part of a satanic group, and how often have you encountered people who are into Satanism and perhaps work for the government or work for one of our intelligence agencies? Have you ever encountered that?
I've worked more with people that were in the occult, and I have worked with some people that have been under the mind controllers or handlers, if that's what you want to call it. I have not worked with too many people in the military concerning mind control. But the Satanists and the witches, I was the Lord led me in to the deliverance ministry back in the 80s when the church didn't even believe that witches were real. A lot of them still don't. And so I wrote a book called The Walking Dead, and it's about how the Lord revealed to me that the witches were coming into the churches. And they're in there, and it's about a young Methodist lady that got totally under the control of a white witch, and she was taking that woman and putting her in narcolepsy sleeps for weeks at a time, and that woman was totally frozen. Her family would just have to pick her up and carry her around and watch over her day and night. The psychiatrist wanted to put her in the mental institution, but her family said, no, we believe the Lord is going to heal her, and he did. But the fact is that our children, my God, with all of the witchcraft that they're being exposed with, like Harry Potter, but worse than that, the Narnia movie, I have about 14 articles free up on my web page about just that alone, that I show you what's wrong with the Narnia movies and how it's connected into witchcraft and how it's no different than Harry Potter. And, you know, Harry Potter, it started out with the lady, with the young boy going through a supernatural portal, which is a spiritual gate to get into the other dimension. You probably talked about it, that on your CD called The Secret. But the Narnia movie, the kids go through a door of a wardrobe to go into that spiritual dimension. Now, every major ministry in our country, Pat Robertson, TBN, all of the ministers on there, Pat Robertson's selling these little demonic images that were in Narnia. The kids are getting demon-possessed right in the churches, Dr. Stan. I ministered to a young girl that was about 12 years old. Her pastor paid to have a theater, took all of his kids over there to Narnia. Her aunt brought her to me, and when I laid hands on that child to pray for that child, her little eyes just spun around and around like a ball. And as soon as I called the spirit out, she looked at her aunt and said, Auntie, I've got to go home and get rid of my dragons and things. You see, the truth is out there, and it's not out there somewhere, as Star Wars would have you to believe. It's right there in our Bible. And I tell you, go get you a King James Version, because they're getting harder and harder to find.
Well, of course, that's why they've come up with all the other versions, right, just to take us step by step away from God's Word. And they're sure doing a good job of it. Well, anyway, of course, do you think that there's more and more of this satanic possession? Are you seeing a marked increase in that in recent years?
Oh, yes. I think just about every person that comes in
is under some kind of mind control because they get it off the televisions, the rock stars, they get it everywhere they turn around, and they're under some sort of mind control. And I believe that between the demonic movies, you see, if you go into the devil's den, you're going to come out with devils. It's just like if you bring a dog into your house that has fleas, your house is going to be invaded by fleas. And it's the same thing, and the Christians of our country are not being taught enough to stay clean themselves, and they're under much bondage. They're either in the playtime Christianity, I call it, patty cake, or under somebody, give me your money and God'll pay your mortgage off, and all of this crazy stuff. And meantime, these ministers are running around very, very wealthy, thank you. There's one woman making $150 million a year teaching people, just follow me and do what I do, and you can be like me. And of course, she's had her face lifted and her stomach sucked off, and she's 66 years old, looking 44 years old. And so the women, they follow her. And so her books are in all of the Walmarts. Of course, people like me, we can't get our books published in any publishing houses because they've been bought out by the Illuminati. And we're doing what we can while there's light. That's what the Lord told us to do. More people are getting demon-possessed every day.
And I think people have to understand that our kids are under constant attack. Yes, Harry Potter, but so many of the, even some of the C.S. Lewis stories and the Narnia stories. Well, of course, Narnia was C.S. Lewis, but, you know, all of these, of course, have a spiritual message in it. So much of television has a spiritual message in it, and unless you know the Word of God, you're not going to recognize what's going on, and you're going to be swayed by what's going on. But when you understand, as Pat said so well, the common denominator behind everything going on is this move towards world government, a new world order, a new world religion, and certainly undermining the basic tenets of Christianity, and they're doing a great job of that, not only the media. They're doing a lot of it right in the churches themselves. And, of course, all this was a result of the coming of the New World Order. And once you understand that, so much of what's going on really does begin to make sense. So what we really need to do is get back to the Word of God. That's really the only protection that we have, and looking to Him on a daily basis for our guidance.
You know, Dr. Stan, they're coming right into the churches. The witches are. And they're stealing the kids right in front of their parents' eyes. And what the witches are not doing, some of the preachers are doing in ignorance because they just haven't been taught anything about this dimension. There was a woman that brought a kid into my ministry, and Bishop Canco was there. I wrote the book about him called Witch Doctor and the Man. He's a fourth-generational witch doctor. And while he was ministering to the kid, I began to minister to the mother. And a voice came out of her mouth, a man's voice. So I sat her down and I said, honey, I thought you told me that you go to church. And she said, well, I go to the Assembly of God. And I said, but you know you're demon-possessed? She says, oh, no, I can't be demon-possessed because I'm a Christian. I said, well, honey, I just heard a man's voice come out of you. And so what it ended up, the kid was demon-possessed, she was demon-possessed, and in querying her, she had bought the Harry Potter books, brought them home, and read them to her kids. Her 13-year-old daughter was slipping out of the house at nighttime, going down to where the crack town was, and dancing nude, 13 years old. And she searched for that girl and finally found her, and somebody told her to bring her over to us. But meantime, the girl had connected into a pimp, and the pimp called the mother and says, you better bring her back down here. She belongs to us, and if you don't, we're going to work our powers of darkness on you. Meantime, Dr. Stan, the entire American church slumbers, and I'm telling you, we are in so much danger right now as I speak to you spiritually. You know, George Bush just signed that document that gives him total dictatorial powers over the nation. Things are going to start unraveling in this nation that are just absolutely horror stories. And if your people don't know, or the people that are listening don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I'm telling you, a lot of them are going to die and just slip off into the pit of hell.
Well, Pat, I want right now you to get your telephone. I want you to get your email. I want you to get your website out one more time for our listeners.
Okay. I'm at www.patholiday.com, and I'm at agapepublishers.com, lulu.com, and of course you always put the HTTP on it and all. And my email is holiday with two L's, .pat@gmail.com.
God bless you. Thanks so very much. Bye-bye. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here from Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent on you for your help. If you believe in what we're doing, why, we do hope many of you seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You do that by simply calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 for a suggested gift of at least $25 a month. Well, you'll get our 4 best tapes or CDs of the month, and you'll get a monthly newsletter, and before that, you'll be helping us. Now, let me simply mention, if you'd like to get, about 20 copies of my DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness, that's 20 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness, or daily they go for $19.95, but we're going to have to thread up another 1,000 of them, so for $99.95 plus shipping, we'll go ahead and get you 20 copies of the Brotherhood of Darkness DVD, and just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and tell us you like that. And as soon as I have about 10 people making the pledge, we'll go ahead and print up another 1,000 of them. And it's a great way to get the information out. And once we get that done, we'll probably do the same thing with my other next talk, which is entitled The Forbidden Secret. In fact, if you request, we'll even send you a copy of The Forbidden Secret free of charge along with the other DVDs if you make your pledge. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and just say, hey, I'd like to have 20 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness and a free copy of the Forbidden Secret DVD, and so you'll be able to get them as soon as we get the pledge from 10 people, 10 or 12 people. Anyway, give us a call, and then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get, if you don't already have Brotherhood of Darkness, or if you have not yet seen The Forbidden Secret, you'll want to get these DVDs. They will give you tremendous insight into what's going on. Then, in addition, of course, you want to get The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. You want to get Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. You want to get, of course, the DVDs, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Now, we do have a lot of other great programs. We have one called World Revolution, where you'll actually see my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, American ambassador to Cuba at the time that we brought Fidel Castro to power. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the United States put Fidel Castro in power and kept him in power, just as we put Putin in power over in Russia, and we're going to keep him in power. But of course, we have to have these enemies out there so that we can rail against them and yell at them and scream at them, and maybe even have little wars with them here, there, and elsewhere. But it's all part of the game. Because, of course, there is a communist-capitalist alignment, alliance. They've worked together going all the way back to the inception of communism. We tell that story in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We have a great video. It's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. It's my interview with Professor Sutton before he passed away, where he talks about how we finance communism. We financed Adolf Hitler. We financed the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War, just like we're financing the Taliban over there in Afghanistan today. But we can't let the American people know that, because they must not understand that nothing is as it appears to be. Everything is a matter of perception. So please, if you want to get the information, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com or give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And we do hope many of you want to get that DVD special, because my secretary tells me we've got to get those new DVDs made up. So give us a call if you'd like to get that special. It's a special offer, and it'll only be on until we get the 10 or 12 pledges. And you'll get 20 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness, plus you get a copy of my new DVD entitled The Forbidden Secret, because it is forbidden. People are not to know.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed. ruled without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Well, this is Archer Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be illusion, reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and views of our callers. Now, we're hoping our guest is going to be available. His name is Matthew McDaniel. We've had Matthew on before, and he's worked with the Akha people over in Thailand, and it's really an amazing story. And we're hoping, of course, that he's going to be able to be with us again here in just a few minutes. But what he has actually been trying to help this indigenous people. He's actually married to an Akha woman. And my secretary is having problems. I wonder if she could just try the number a couple of more times and see, because we've reached him at the same number before, and the number that I've written down on my green slip I gave to her today, which should have been the right number. But Matthew has been working with this group of people. They're really very, very primitive people. They live in the forest, and well, of course, somebody's come in and bought up the property where they've lived for generations. The land has been taken away from them. And these people are really totally lost. They're victimized by the Thai government. They have no nation of their own. There are about 300,000 or 400,000 of the Akha people. And Matthew really went over there initially as a trader. And he traded with them, and eventually he came to know the people and speak their language and want to work with them. And he's one of the few champions of the Akha people. There are other people in that area, the Hmong. The Hmongs, of course, worked with the Americans during the Vietnam War, and many of them fought beside the Americans and risked their lives to help the Americans. And they have been betrayed as well. And so hopefully we can learn more about this, as the day goes by, if we can get Matthew. Otherwise, I think we're going to have to just put our lines open. And our number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You should be able to give us a call if you have any question on this or any other subject. Under any circumstances, the Akha people are certainly indigenous people, many of them going back almost really to the Stone Age existence, living in the jungles of Thailand, Hmong people, 30,000 of them hiding in the jungles of Laos because they have no place to go. And of course, if they can be caught by the Laotian communist government, which incidentally we helped to install and we're helping to finance today, exactly as we're financing the Vietnamese government in Vietnam. And we're financing governments throughout the world, communist governments throughout the world, that are persecuting indigenous people. In this case, the Hmong are Buddhist, but they're good people, and they deserve our help, because they were faithful to America. But when America left, of course, it abandoned everyone. Of course, you have to understand, we never went to Vietnam to defeat communism. We financed it all during the Vietnam War. And if you doubt that, you need to get our February newsletter. It's available at that's the March newsletter. It's available at RadioLiberty.com. That's the RadioLiberty.com March newsletter, going into the background of how the U.S. government financed the North Vietnamese government that was financing the South Vietnamese who were killing our boys all during the Vietnam War. It's important you understand, because it's exactly what's happening overseas today in Afghanistan and to a degree in Iraq. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protection of thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Sovereignty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and it's going to have to be open borders, open lines today, because our regularly scheduled guest, Matthew McDermott, we don't seem to be able to get in touch with us. So if you'd like, of course, to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, we'd love to hear from you, because we do not have anything prepared. And we were just talking about the immigration laws. And so now, of course, they have before the United States Senate plans for a new immigration law, which is to give the people who are in this country amnesty. And the whole idea is if we will simply allow them to allow these 11 million or 20 million or 30 million people who are here, and, of course, it's really going to mean that once we give them amnesty, they can bring in their mothers and fathers and wives and children and who knows how many. They think about we'll be bringing in 100 million new people to America. If we will simply give them what they want, then, of course, they will begin to enforce The laws which have been in the books going back to 1986, in which they've been lying to the American people about saying they were going to actually pass. Fascinating article in the Wall Street Journal recently. It was on the editorial pages. It was written by Jeb Bush, the president's brother. And he says, look, we're in a war on terror. We're involved in the war on terror, and the way we're going to fight the war on terror is we're going, of course, to seal our southern border. And once we can get this new amnesty bill through, why, we're already going to seal the border. And I'm asking myself, if we're in a war on terror, and the Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda are really a danger to America, and they have been for the last 5.5 years, why is President Bush consistently refuse to allow the Border Patrol or anybody else to enforce our laws and build a fence along the border, which they promised they would do last October, but then they promised to do this repeatedly before. And, of course, why is it that Jeb Bush, the president's brother, is saying, well, if you just pass this legislation, now we're going to protect you against the wicked terrorists? And that's exactly what he said, for all intents and purposes, in this article. If you want to be protected from the wicked Osama bin Laden who's going to get you, if you don't watch out, you're going to give us this legislation, and then we'll seal the borders and protect America. Now, why, if we're really involved in war on terror, haven't they sealed the borders before? And I would like to suggest they know something that you don't know. Well, right now we do have Matthew McDonald on the line there, so let's go to Matthew and see if we can pick him up here. Hi, Matthew. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you doing, Stan?
I'm doing fine.
Sorry about the confusion.
All right, fine. Well, how did we get the wrong telephone number?
Well, that was the old number when we were doing our work in Arizona, and we're back in Oregon now.
All right, fine. All right, fine. Well, then I'm sure my secretary has the right telephone number. Why don't you go ahead and explain to our listeners what the problem is for the ACA people and what you were hoping to accomplish?
Okay, basically, we've gone over in the past, the ACA are approximately 400,000 people, and they cover the area of Myanmar, previously Burma, and China, southwest China, northern Laos, and northern Thailand. And we're an organization, the ACA Heritage Foundation, that I set up in 1991 to just basically fight for the human rights, the civil rights that you and I enjoy, rights to property, rights to a national identification card, rights to one's own culture and religion, and protection for language and language resources. And so that's what we've been working on, myself and various volunteers, since 1991. And so that's our main concerns are with language, with the content of language, because, of course, that is the identity. That's the history that they bring with them, is their knowledge. And so since it's an oral tradition passed on from generation to generation, protecting the content of that language that has all the information in it is really important. So,
all right, now, Chris, they've been very much discriminated against by the people in Thailand and by the people in Burma and by the people in Laos, haven't they?
Actually, Thailand is probably the worst, because the minority groups in Thailand are the smallest part of the national population, so there's much more of a nationalistic mentality in Thailand. And so that makes really difficulties on the ACA there. In Laos, they have national ID cards, of course, and same in Burma and China. So actually the being targeted is ACA, being excluded from ownership of land formally. And even when they do get citizenship, it's very hard for them to own land, just because the mountains that they always lived in, certainly for the last 100 years or more, the royalty in Thailand just says, well, that's all basically belongs to the king and queen, and so you really can't own it, which is a ruse basically to say that we have, you know, limited mountains and they're very valuable and you're a minority group and you don't make the grade. And so it's not that people can't own land in Thailand, and it's not that people can't, that all the ACA don't have citizenship. It's just a arbitrary a policy that's aimed at land that they might own.
And if it's, in other words, basically the royalty, I think it's the queen over there, wants that land for herself as her own political domain, and so they've actually laid claim to it. But in the case of this one group that you're working with, actually the land has been bought up by some missionaries who want to use it for their own purposes.
Why would they
buy up the land and take it away from the people? You would think they'd buy up the land and give it to the people so they would have homes, they would have land that they could utilize to grow food on to feed themselves and their families.
Well, initially our hope was always that we could be well-funded enough that we could actually purchase land and give it to villages so that they could have, you know, purchase it under formal contract with the government so that it was a paper trail. There's a lot of missionaries working with the Akha in Thailand, is that we don't approve, mainly because they really aren't standing up for the rights of the Akha. In the case that you mentioned, it's a case where a mission, a U.S.-based mission, bought all the land from a Thai out from under the village. And so they sort of went around and found a Thai and said, oh, really, all that land belongs to me and I'll sell it to you on paper. And so they bought up the land, and then they refused to give that land that the village was on to the villagers themselves. And then they followed that by putting a mission in the village, and there's a couple from Larry Crouch from Salem, Oregon, and Paul Vernon from Denver. They were the missionaries that went into that village for the Baptists, and they write on their website called the Vernon Journal that the Akha are very poor. And we said, well, obviously they'd be poor, you know, and you use donor money to buy up the land their village is on, but you won't give that land to them.
Well,
so it's a real control issue.
All right, well, Chris, but they really are there trying to spread the gospel, aren't they? Isn't that the reason that the missionaries are there?
Well, that's what most church-going people think the reason is that they're
well,
there.
Well, if that's not the reason, what is the reason? Why would people leave the comfort of the United States and go over there if they were trying to spread the gospel?
I don't know, because the gospel would seem to have very clear patterns to it. One would be justice in the human sphere. And what we very, very seldom ever hear from the missionaries that come from the U.S. on is we seldom ever hear details about the human rights abuses in northern Thailand that affect the Akha. And that seems like a very strange silence.
Well, is there any connection between any of the missionaries and the Central Intelligence Agency and other American intelligence agencies?
Well, in the case of Paul Vernon and Lori Crouch, they're working with Ajay, who is an Akha missionary who was trained by Paul W. Lewis. Paul White Lewis, who was originally CIA in Burma, and the Burmese kicked him out for that reason, and he was, you know, in the same region that Bill Young, who is, you know, states very publicly that he's CIA, who lives in Chiang Mai, they were in the same region together during the opium trade.
Well, you're actually saying...
So you're basically these missionaries that were in Burma way back when the British were still... When the British first gave Burma independence and all this drug trade was going on, Paul Lewis, he started DAPA, and then his people moved to Akha Outreach, and then Paul and Lori come in from Denver and Salem, and they're working with those people, so Paul Lewis is still connected.
Are you saying that you suspect or you feel that some of these missionaries may have direct contacts then with the Central Intelligence Agency?
Well, Bill or William Young, as he's referred to, is CIA. Everybody in northern Thailand knew that. He worked out of Chiang Mai.
How could any Christian missionary work for the Central Intelligence Agency, which is certainly the antithesis of everything that Christianity stands for?
Well, that's sort of that's to a lot of people what those people stand for is sort of good right-wing white gospel. I mean, it's very much in line with some people's thinking.
Well, is this sort of what John Perkins talks about when he talks about his confessions of an economic hitman, where people go into the country and and exploit religion and exploit the government. It all has to do with the corporatocracy.
Well, I think so. And, you know, it's like one man's war. You know, one man's war in Iraq is, you ask people, you know, who would Jesus bomb? And some people on the right side say, yeah, we've got a good war. And other people say, no, but you can't have your war.
Because the trouble is that there is no such thing as a just war. This is not a just war. And we've lost our concept. In fact, somebody asked Ron Paul what the greatest moral problem was we face today. And he says it's in the definition of what a just war really is. Do you honestly believe we're fighting a just war in Afghanistan and in Iraq today?
It's territory.
Hold on right there.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, June 7, 2007, gold $688.83, ounce gold coins can be purchased for $689.83, $340.35 for half, $170.18 for quarter, that's $689.83, $340.15 and $170.18. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
We Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're talking with Matthew McDonald, of course, who's been working with the Aka people for many years. How long have you been working with them all together, Matthew?
Since 91, so it's going on 16 years.
All right, and of course, you're married to an Aka woman.
Yes, right? Yes, my wife's Aka. We have five children, Aka, which is what we speak in the house.
And of course, basically what you have hopes of doing is at least this one village of 30 or 40 people, to be able to bring them to Oregon and get at least where they'll have land, someplace where they can live and where they can at least not have to be the Thai government coming in, and so many times these people are actually killed by government forces, aren't they, sort of indiscriminately?
Yes, that was one of the things that I did before I got kicked out of Thailand, was to document the killings. And I made every three and four days I made reports to the U.S. Embassy with documentation on the most recent killings, and I never got any help from the U.S. Embassy on those issues. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to set up a farm in, we're looking at Oregon right now, that's where we've been based all these years, and set up a farm where 20 to 30 Aka can come here and work and help set up an Aka community that's supportive of what's happening to the Aka in Thailand, and helps get the word out and becomes an exchange program for Aka to come in and get human rights training and then go back into Thailand and take what they've learned and show people, you know, this is how you protect your land, and you don't need to listen to scams that missions are running. This is how you protect your children. You know, there's such an emphasis in the U.S. on children. And then when you go to Thailand, you see missionaries taking hundreds and hundreds of Aka children away from their families by ruse and by coercion, by hiring brokers to do it. And it's in the thousands now, the children that have been removed.
Now, is this without the permission of the parents, or with their
parents? It's very sleight of hand. In other words, if I go to you and I know you don't have enough food, I know the forestry department's taking your land, I know you're under a lot of pressure, and I say, look, you know, give us your children, we'll put them in this special school down in town, and blah, blah, blah. And you know, they approach it in a way that seems maybe reasonable or beneficial to the parent. And then that child goes down to that boarding school and becomes bait for money coming in from churches that are supporting what they think is an orphanage. And we just had a great case with Rotary International. We were after Rotary International, which is not far from Aka Outreach at all, and they had 400 to 500 children at this one mission that Rotary was supporting. And we went to the Rotary convention in Salem, Oregon when it came here, and we went to one of the head leaders and we said, this is not correct. And he goes, no, all those children are abandoned. They've assured me that. And I said, no, they're not abandoned. They're not telling anybody that visits the compound that the children are abandoned. And so a week, 3 to 4 days ago, Rotary International pulled all their support for that mission. So that was a real success. And what we do is we go after one mission group at a time that has Aka children, and we go after them to their supporters, and we say we're opposed to anybody possessing Aka children when they could be funding the family to stay together in the village and helping with nutrition, helping with land rights, lobbying the Thai government to respect the rights of these people and the contribution they make to Thai society. Because ask most people that go to Thailand, they say one of the things high on their list is to go to see the Hill Tribe. So they're marketed extensively as a draw for tourism in northern Thailand. And there's all kinds of trekking companies and tour companies that go to the Hill Tribe people and let people from, you know, out of the country meet the villagers. And then on the other hand, the government's taking away their land and saying, you know, as long as we have a little bit of a monkey show, it doesn't matter, you know, if we actually break up these people's communities. And they don't need, you know, they don't have any rights. They don't have the right to own land. So,
Are these communal societies, or do everybody have their own little plot of land, a half an acre, a quarter of an acre, where they can grow for themselves?
They have community property rights, so everybody has, like, their fields, certain fields that are theirs. But there's, apart from the line, you know, of the field, this field's mine, that field, yours, don't encroach me, there's very much a community sharing of labor. So it's, you wouldn't say it's a communal society, but you wouldn't say there's a strict what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours society either. There's a lot of flexibility, and that's what makes the society resilient.
And of course, all these societies been around, what, for thousands of years?
Yeah, they've coped with all kinds of wars going on in that region for, you know, for as long as they can remember.
And of course, just constantly exploited by one group after another. And this is the tragedy, and Matthew is about the only spokesman for them. Is there anybody else who's really trying to protect the Aka people?
We encourage there's some Aka NGOs, but they really have a difficulty in moving because police warn them on a regular basis, you know. You can say what you are and do what you want, but don't do anything. You know,
Hold that thought.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-920-9827. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money, and once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Matthew was simply telling us that he's putting together an Aka journal. It's about 1,000 pages, just giving the background of the people, and he does need help at getting that completed. And then, of course, he's doing everything he can to popularize the plight of the Aka people, and he suggests people go to his website to begin to understand how their land is being taken away by the royalty, and in some instances being purchased by missionaries who want to destroy the existing culture and, of course, convert people. But you don't, of course, get them to come to know the Lord by destroying everything that's made their lives worthwhile. You do it through the love of our Lord Jesus Christ and by example and not by force. Anyway, would you like to get your website out? Would you like to get your telephone number or any other material out?
Sure. The website is for the Aca Heritage Foundation. We're located in Salem, Oregon. And the web address is www.aca.org. And you can call me directly anytime you want. It's at Oregon number 971-388-7185. And I also have an email address, acalife@gmail.com. That's spelled acalife@gmail.com. And we're working, like I said, on the ACA journal. We need people to support the cost of printing that. This is our third journal. We printed 3,000 of the second journal, and we've run out of those, of course. And this is 2 years later, and we're doing the final editing on the third journal, and we're going to print 8,000. And many of these we give away to people who can make use of them. Others we sell. But it's a very extensive information on what the ACA situation is that is a point of departure for people who are unfamiliar with the ACA story.
All right, would you mind giving us the telephone number one more time?
971-388-7185.
All right, fine. Now, before we go on, I will put our telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But why don't you tell us a little bit about the tragedy of the Hmong people? And here's another people, an indigenous people who worked very closely with the Americans during the Vietnam War. And you look back to Vietnam, we're talking 30 years ago, 32 years ago, when the Americans ultimately to betray the people who trusted them, and of course left them there to their fate. And many of them are still hiding in the forest, afraid to come out for fear they'll be killed or imprisoned. And so, once you give us the thing about the Hmong people, there was an instance within the last week or two when some people who were Hmong were entrapped by the Central Intelligence Agency. They were actually working to collect weapons so they could go back there and free their country and free their people. And they, of course, were set up in the air. Because we have no intention of doing anything at all to hurt our buddies in the communist countries. That's why we've kept Fidel Castro in power all these years. Oh, you don't think we're keeping him in power? You need, of course, to see my talk on the world revolution. And, of course, if you don't believe we've kept the communists in power, you need to read my March, April, and May Radio Liberty letters, speeches by Professor Sutton and by Solzhenitsyn and so much other information that you're never going to get from Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Brian Williams. But go ahead, tell us about the Hmong people, because here's another example of a proud and people who were very loyal and helpful and risked their lives to save the Americans during the Vietnam, and then were betrayed by Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon, right along with the 1,000 or more American soldiers we betrayed and left behind. But tell the story of the Hmong.
Well, the Hmong, as you know, have been immigrating to the U.S. There's probably more than 300,000 Hmong in the United States by now. And there's still 300,000 to 500,000 Hmong in Laos, and there's quite a few Hmong refugees in Thailand. The Hmong have been trapped in the jungle. A large number of them. I know various Hmong personally whose family members are trapped in the jungle, and they have been pleading for decades to the UN and the United States government, other organizations for some intervention, for instance, the UN Office of Refugees, for some intervention to give safe passage or safe custody in Laos or out of Laos for these Hmong that are trapped so that they can come out of hiding, and they're being hunted on a regular basis.
That doesn't mean they've been hiding for 30 years. They're being hunted by the people there. And remember, we are funding Vietnam today. And I suspect we're funding Laos as well. But we're certainly a most favored nation. Treaty status for our good friends in Vietnam, the communist government of Vietnam, and very, very special trade status for them, and foreign aid for them, and American money funneling in there under one guise or another, but they never tell you that we're funding communist governments throughout the world. And then, of course, what are we getting in return? Why, they're certainly not going to give us our boys back. They're not going to help Tamang and the others that were loyal to America. But so what's happened? They've been hiding in the jungles for 30 years?
Yeah, and so there's been numbers of independent attempts to cut deals or get a couple hundred of these Hmong to come out at a time, and they've always been captured and arrested and disappeared.
Disappeared, you mean they go off to prison or they just kill them?
They go somewhere. They go somewhere and they don't come back. And the Hmong in the United States have been asking for decades for help. You know, there's lots of Hmong here who have family that are trapped back in those situations. So it's not it's a very personal level. And a few days ago, the FBI worked on having Vang Pao and numerous other Hmong officials in the United States arrested for having a plan to take some action to protect their own people in Southeast Asia.
It was one of those FBI sting operations where they approached these people, who were Hmong leaders, and told them they could buy some a surface-to-air missile, something like that. It was all set up. They wanted to entrap them. They did.
It was a political move to buy themselves points in Southeast Asia with the communist government. It's also betrayal. It's also... to me, it's treasonous of everything Americans stand for, because I'm sure if the Cubans wanted to mount something from Miami, if someone were to walk out tomorrow morning and say, me and Pat Robertson, we want to go to Venezuela and take over Venezuela and all that oil for Rudy up in New York, I'm sure that no one would say anything.
I suspect
leaders calling for that, you know.
Matthew, I think you're wrong. I think that they would block them at every turn. We're not going to overthrow Hugo Chavez. We're certainly not going to overthrow Fidel Castro, and we're certainly not going to overthrow the communists in Vietnam or in China or in Russia or in Laos or in Rhodesia or in South Africa or in Southwest Africa or any other place throughout the world.
Then let's use the example of more current example then of Iraq. If a bunch of American Iraqis wanted to go over there and fight the war in Iraq and kill insurgents and blow things up, they wouldn't have any trouble joining up to do it. So it's not consistent that the American government fails to assist the Hmong or to... At best, I mean, here these people have been allies. They've saved the lives of a lot of American soldiers. At best, the Justice Department could have said to them, hey, we've heard about this plan, and we really can't let you do it.
Right.
But we're going to tell you that off the record. We're going to tell you that privately because we don't want to cause a problem in your community. We want to give you the benefit of the doubt, and we don't want to see you go through with this. Instead of what they did, which was to say, we're going to try to sell you weapons and set you up. So, you know, we have this case in New York where the FBI was trying to set up a plan to blow up an oil pipeline. And we had the same thing in the case of the World Trade Center where the first bombing of the World Trade Center, where it was the FBI intimately involved in that situation. So it's very strange way to deal with the Hmong, and it's not very respectful, the severe price of basically having their entire nation, their entire community of Hmong people cut in half. And, when they come to this country, they've been scattered by the refugee agencies, two here, two there, everywhere. And they've not been allowed to pull together one large community in the U.S. I dealt personally with Hmong refugee people in Sacramento, and it was the same way. They said they didn't send any of us together with anybody else. They sent us by ones and twos to all these different destinations. so that it was possible to maintain friendships or, you know, community that they had built while they were in the refugee camps in Thailand previous to coming to the U.S. So it just seems like it's been a very, very poorly, it seems entrapment, and that it's been a consistent way of punishing our friends and rewarding our enemies. And
you have to wonder how they could be so consistent through the years. You think occasionally they'd make a mistake in favor of freedom, but go right ahead.
The other thing I wanted to go back to was we just went last 2 weeks ago to the UN, and a matter of fact, the Hmong made a very clear statement there asking for any help that they could get for the Hmong in the jungle and in Laos. And we campaigned with Thailand about the Queen's Project. People can type in the word AKHA, A-K-H-A, to YouTube, and you can find our videos about our intervention at New York. And, of course, the Thais, they denounced us and denied that there was any AKHA giving away land to the Queen, any of the Queen taking any land that the AKHAs had all volunteered to give that to her. And we've been working with the Office of the High Commissioner to get him to assist us to internationalize the issue of the Queen taking the land, because we think that the only way that she's able to continue is, well, number one, the missionaries remain silent so they can keep their visas, and number two, as long as she can keep it only in Thailand where people know about this problem, she can control it. And once it becomes public knowledge in the international community that the Queen of Thailand is a bully and she's taking the land of the poorest people in Thailand, I think it's going to be a really more difficult thing for her to continue to do. The other thing is that when we were at the UN, we talked extensively about how UNESCO is working with Wycliffe Bible Translators, better known as the Summer Institute of Linguistics. On the church end, they're called Wycliffe, and they're looking for donations, and on the external side, they're called SIL. And we had asked UNESCO to help us protect AKHA language. And we said one of our chief concerns was that missionaries were preventing children from learning the language from their parents. And then UNESCO said, no, we don't have any program for that. And we discovered on the Wycliffe website that, in fact, Wycliffe was working with UNESCO. And we had very angry confrontations at the UN with UNESCO, and we said, you know, we already know that the missionaries are doing a lot to limit the language, so we'd prefer that UNESCO didn't work with them to identify what the language is. It's like if you go in and you strip out all the content of something and say, but we have the Bible in their language, that's so important. And it's just a drop in the bucket compared to their collective language, the corpus, all the words that they know, the stories they can tell, the identity that makes them AKHA. It's a huge resource of language. And so we're really upset with Wycliffe going in and saying, we support that these people lose 3/4 of their language.
But I thought the purpose of Wycliffe was to translate the Bible into their language rather than to restrict their right to use their language and try to force them to use English.
They don't restrict the right to use their language. They restrict their right to use their complete language. And this is one of the really funny jokes that most people, I mean, we supported Wycliffe when we were, you know, when we were growing up, our family gave donations to them. They were talked well of in the churches and whatnot, and I still see literature in the mail from Wycliffe,
The whole purpose was, at least my understanding, was we're going to translate the Word of God into your language. You say they're not doing that.
Well, it would be nice if it was that honest. It's not at all the full story of what they're doing.
Well, then what are they doing, Matthew? Because you've been there and you've talked to the people. What are they doing?
If you take a language and if you are coming from a racial position of supposed superiority and you say these people's culture, their language is not important, it's evil, we want to get rid of it. Well, you go in and you eliminate all the historical, all the literary discussion in that language. And then you create a new identity, and the only piece of literature that they will have will be the Bible. And then to the church people, you say, look, give us money, we're translating the Bible into AKHA language. And the church people don't know that their 60 to 70 to 80,000 word language, you completely destroyed down to only the words that were needed to translate the Bible, and that you completely eradicated their literature, their identity, all the knowledge that was so valuable of the forest and the environment and their stories, their history, all that oral information, you've eliminated it. The people say, well, they have the Bible. They can go get to a gas station and fill their car with gas. What more do they need? And that's the true story of what's happened with the Akha in Thailand. It's ongoing at this time. And what we say to people is that missionaries come in and they don't tell their churches that they're destroying the content of those people's language that makes them Akha. And that's why they go for girls of reproductive age to pull them from the villages so they can control who they marry to and who, that their babies are, quote, Christian. And that's why they're pulling all the young children, is so that they won't hear the language from their parents. And then they'll say, we teach language in our residential school. We teach the Bible. Oh, that's wonderful. You say, well, what part of the Bible, how much of the Bible is of their original language? What part is represented by the Bible? Well, it's only a fraction. So everything else that it means to be Akha, they've eliminated. And we see where Wycliffe has been involved in this repeatedly, both in Asia and South America. As a matter of fact, we had a meeting 2 weeks ago at the UN. We had a meeting with Wycliffe and with the World Bank and UNESCO and Save the Children, and we had just an absolutely furious meeting. And we said, you know, you go into these countries and you take their language and you totally destroy it, and you only retain enough to translate the Bible. And then you tell people you're teaching Akha language in your schools and you're the ones preserving the language. And this is what they've done with UNESCO. Wycliffe has gone in there and said, we want a language preservation program. And we confronted them and we said, you're really deceptive because you want only to preserve the language required for the Bible. And you want to destroy everything else that these people have. And that's our problem with the missions up in the villages, is that they're forbidding the parents from telling the children the stories.
Hold that thought, Mike. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more, start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe,
and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calvin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calvin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you very much.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and there are lots of tragic stories around the world, and things are often not what they appear to be. And of course, when we have, and I don't know the circumstances, but you know, in Thailand, but I do know that in certain parts of the world, while our missionaries are working with the Central Intelligence Agencies, that is working with the corporatocracy, and not to advance the cause of human rights of the people. I want, of course, to advance the agenda of the corporatocracy. And if you don't know what that is, you really need to get John Perkins' book entitled Confessions of an Economic Hitman, or my fourth tape set or fourth CD set, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Fascinating material available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do hope that many of you give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you would like to help us, give us a call at that telephone number. We're making an offer again. We've got to stamp out another 1,000 copies of the DVD Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like 20 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness Plus, and we'll throw in a free copy of my latest talk entitled Forbidden Secret DVD, or of course you can have it in VHS if you want, but we're the offer for those who want to help us. For $99.95 plus shipping, you can get 20 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness and distribute them any way you'd like to, and you'll get a free copy of The Forbidden Secret, and we can get about 12 or 14 people, maybe even 10. Why, we'll just go ahead and stamp out another 1,000 or more copies of Brotherhood of Darkness. They're going out all over America. They're going out all over the world, letting people understand about the secret societies and occult organizations that are directing the course of the world. So if you'd like to participate, and give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. I hope that we're in a couple of weeks where we'll be ready to go ahead and produce those copies of Brotherhood of Darkness. Then, of course, we hope that many of you, incidentally, if you're in the Colorado area, we'll be speaking in Colorado tomorrow evening in Loveland, Colorado, at the Rinalta Theater. And if you need more information on that, you can call it's going to be Saturday night that I'm going to be speaking at the Loveland Theater in Colorado. And if you need more information, you can call our 800 number, and they can give you the numbers there in Colorado to get more information. And then we do hope many of you will want to get an understanding of what's really going on behind the scenes in America. That would be the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. The sequel, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. Because you see, there really were people who believed that the destiny of America was to become the new Atlantis and lead the whole world into a new world order and a new world religion. And that is why we have military bases in 130 nations throughout the world today, while we have 720 bases overseas. Why do we have this? Well, because we're using the military and financial power of the United States to dominate the world and to bring about the New World Order and the New World Religion. And believe me, that New World Religion is going to have nothing to do with Christianity. In fact, the whole idea is to destroy Christianity and destroy the faith of our children here and to destroy belief in Christianity throughout the world. So if you want more information, go to our webpage at www.radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we suggest you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get a free catalog, free newsletter, or if you'd like to get those 20 copies of...
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. President Bush isn't saying much about a proposal from Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has suggested that a U.S. shield in Europe be installed instead in Azerbaijan. With more on that story, here's correspondent Mark Smith traveling with the president.
After weeks of increasingly angry rhetoric about Bush's plan for a missile defense base in Poland and the Czech Republic, the Russian leader coolly laid on the table the idea of jointly creating a system around an existing Soviet-era radar in Azerbaijan. U.S. officials were surprised, but welcomed the idea.
More than a dozen people have been killed today in explosions across Iraq. One blast happened...